Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening to the sound of my voice all over North America. East Coast, Midwest, down south. Hawaii, Alaska. People as far as Vancouver, Montreal. I don't know where you at, but thank you for listening. All my people in California. Man, if you were shaking early, I hope you're good. The ground be moving. It's a piece of cake for you. Nothing, right? Anyway, you can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I'll be hanging with you for the next 2 hours. The show gets started. We get started. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. It's been a day. I don't know. Hickey, does this count as the dog days of summer? Have we reached that yet?
The only reason why I'd say no is just because, like, it feels like those dog days are, like, monotonous. Like, okay, training camp is like, you know, we're in the doldrums of it. Nothing's really happening. There's no real competition. It's just kind of like, what else are we going to talk about? There's been no shortage right now of things to talk about coming from the NFL.
So that is correct now. But I feel, I mean, it I don't want to say the end of summer. Bruh, next weekend is like the 26th. We got college football. It's like August 26th. We're going to blink and then it's Labor Day and then we're cooked, right?
I saw this tweet earlier today. This is the last Monday to start a week without football. I think until, I guess, the, what would you call it? The Pro Bowl week. If you want to say that doesn't count as a game week, which it doesn't.
I'm not trying to write an obituary for the summertime, but it just doesn't feel good right now. Let's just put it that way. I'm looking forward to football. But I've enjoyed the summer. I've enjoyed the Olympics. We got plenty of big NFL news today. Obviously, we learned about Hassan Reddick asking for a trade from the New York Jets, even though he's never practiced. He hasn't done anything. He showed up for his introductory press conference, and he's just been gone. He wants a new deal. And, Hickey, what happened? Diana Rossini she put out a tweet kind of detailing what happened here, right?
Yes, she's gone very in-depth of basically highlighting that Hassan Reddick made it known he wanted a new deal. Every team that was trading for him knew he wanted a new deal. Apparently, the Jets offered him a new contract before the trade was made. He rejected it, felt he was getting lowballed. Jets made a trade offer or made the trade after that anyway. And now there is, I don't know if it's a disagreement, miscommunication, broken trust, maybe all of the above, where Hassan Reddick's camp thought the Jets, after the trade, would renegotiate and give him a new offer. The Jets thought, okay, let's get him here, and he'll play on this last year of his deal, then we'll see how it goes, then maybe we'll offer an extension maybe midway through the year, kind of like, you know, show us what you're worth,
right?
And then we can reevaluate either midway through the year or at the end of the season. Wow. And so both camps, the Jets and Hassan Reddick, feel the other betrayed him and now are kind of digging their heels in on each side. And seemingly right now, neither are willing to budge.
This is very New York Jets. Like, so basically they think that everybody's lying to each other, basically, right?
Right. And trust has now been broken between a relationship that was formed 5 months ago.
And so the reality is he really may not be a member of the New York Jets. We just got to wait and see. This is a disaster. This does not look good for the New York Jets amongst all the other things that they always have going on. It's not good. Not at all. And you know what? How about this? In about 15 minutes, to inject some positivity into the show. We talked about this earlier on. Caleb Williams, he did have his debut. He showed up for work. Now, what a disaster that would be if he was like, yeah, I'm going to nickel and dime here on my rookie contract. But he played his first game. He went out there and played against the Bills. People have been raving about Caleb Williams. He threw for 95 yards, 20 plays, and everybody just loved him. His ability to read defenses, run around, and create. Now, there was somebody last year who made a whole big huff about Caleb Williams and, oh, he has Patrick Mahomes type potential, and everybody, what the hell are you talking about? But are we going to see another Patrick Mahomes? I'm not saying that, but he has certainly impressed a lot of folks. And so we're going to have a conversation in about 15 minutes with Alex Shapiro. He covers the Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. We'll get his perspective on what Caleb Williams has done so far to inject some optimism into this Bears fan base, which has been looking for a quarterback forever. So we'll get into that. Now, let me get this out the way. You talk about the dog days of summer. The Olympics are done. We had the closing ceremonies yesterday. Tom Cruise is flying around like a nut. Hickey, he don't get tired of that? What is he, like 60 years old? He's not sick of this stuff yet?
It's incredible. I give him a lot of credit. Still doing his own stunts, still putting his, I mean, I guess if you will, life on the line, but yeah, he doesn't seem like he's getting tired of it anytime soon.
He's not getting tired. He's helping usher into, what is he doing? The 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. And so things are done out in Paris, and we move on. I it's kind of bittersweet, Hickey. It feels like we didn't have such a big gap last time because obviously with the COVID year, the Olympics was delayed. And so we last had the Olympics in 2021, and now we had it this year in 2024. Now we legitimately have to wait another 4 years in 2028. And if you think about a lot of the athletes that we've just seen play over the past 2 weeks, Steph Curry hit that big shot, or every big shot imaginable on Saturday. Slim the Nun, I would say that he returns to the Olympics. Anthony Davis is going to be older. Joel Embiid is saying, I may play for Cameroon or USA. His ass may not be healthy enough to play anywhere. And a LeBron James, he's already said, I'm not playing in L.A. But if he can add to his legacy, if he's still healthy, if he's active, maybe by that time he will have just retired. Maybe he'll be out of the game. You have no idea. But I'll count him out. And so the end of the Olympics has been bittersweet. It has. Noah Lyles got COVID last week, did all that trash talking and lost and had COVID, ended up with bronze. Let me not say lost, but he did, not gold. And then, Hickey, did you see him dancing over the weekend? He said he stopped testing positive. What was it, on Friday, I think, or mid last week?
I did. I did see that. Chalk that up as a bad luck, a very bad luck.
I don't want to say stay home, just, I don't know. And then he had to refute rumors that he was jealous of Anthony Edwards. I don't think Noah Lyles is going to be making too many friends. I don't think he's made too many friends. Even USA Basketball, their own Twitter account, decided to troll him about how we are now world champs. And it just makes you, if I were him, I'd lay low. And if you're him outside of the world championships, why would you be in the public eye unless you're talking crap or you get COVID and you lose and now you're dancing? And I don't know. He's an interesting fellow. And then in one of the worst stories, Jordan Chiles, who won a bronze medal at the freestyle. That's when her and Simone Biles, they bowed and showed love to Andrade. They're taking away Jordan Chiles' medal. She's not going to have that bronze. There was another competitor who was basically, it's like the way I can equate it, it's like a challenge. Think about a challenge in football or a challenge in basketball. The challenge was made. It was overturned. She ended up with the bronze. And then days later, the Olympic Committee basically said, oh, the challenge was too late, so we're going to take away the medal. That is the short version of what took place. A matter of fact, I want you to hear this. CBS News got in on it, and they talked about the appeal that stripped her of her bronze medal. Listen to this.
In a statement, USA Gymnastics yesterday believes that they are going to have to appeal this because they went ahead and they looked and submitted an inquiry over Chiles' bronze medal, writing in part, I want to get this right, that they have video evidence saying, quote, conclusively, they have established that head coach Cecile Landy's request to file an inquiry was submitted 47 seconds after the publishing of Chiles' score within the 1 minute deadline. So there we are, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So a young woman, Anna Barbusu, and she ends up with the bronze medal instead of Jordan Chiles. And I believe there were some instances where they said, well, we can share the bronze. And Anna represents Romania. Like, is it this serious? We got to take. And what do I know? I don't know a lot about gymnastics. I don't. I'd be sitting here lying if I did. I watch it every 4 years just like everybody else. What took 4 and 5 days? Like, what takes 4 and 5 days on a video review to establish what took place? And why do y'all have to take away the whole medal if the other person is willing to say, well, let's just share it? Hickey, that got to be a gut punch for somebody. Jordan Chiles can't be older. I don't know. I'm not trying to, kind of throw, hey, she's young or what have you. But how old is this woman? She's 23 years old. Like, that's probably like a massive gut punch. She actually said, and okay, she's 23. She says, I'm leaving social media right now to avoid all of the scrutiny and all the nastiness.
Well, that part's just sad.
What, the social media part?
Well, yeah, the nastiness that comes along with, having the attention that you get for this stage. But it's also sad in general, just like at the end of the day, right, the ruling was correct, where her score was initially lower than it should have been, and the judges corrected it. Don't we strive for just getting things right? That's why we have instant replay. That's why gymnastics has instituted a challenge rule, right? Because the most important thing at an event that happens every 4 years is getting the ruling right. And whether it's 4 seconds too long, I mean, USA Gymnastics now is claiming it's 13 seconds early, so they're in the right.
Oh, my God.
I hope this is resolved and ends with her keeping the bronze because she was rightfully awarded the score that put her in, the bronze position.
You know, when sometimes people can't get out of their own damn way. You know, like sometimes people feel that they need to, they have to show that they have a job and show that they have power and show that people need to respect them. And it's just, this is just too much if you're asking me. Like, I don't know. Why can't they split the bronze medal? They can. Is there no precedent for that? I don't find it to be is such a big deal. I'm more so bothered at the amount of time that it took for them to just go forward and rescind it. Like, that's not something that could take place in a day. I mean, are we going through an appeal after an appeal after an appeal? I don't get it. Not a fan. Not at all. And so, hey, Jordan Chiles, she's 23. I'm sure she'll get another chance and an opportunity. But when you think you won something and 5 days later, they tell you, oh, not so fast. That has to be a gut punch, especially for something that you work hard for that only comes around 4 years. And you know what? Unless they're going to go through a court system and appeals and what have you, she's going to have to wait another 4 years for her chance and opportunity. Let's see what she can do out in Los Angeles. But the Olympics are done. Like, I don't, Hickey, I can't, there's no more breakdancing jokes, at least. No more jokes about Tatum. What else am I? Well, I don't want to talk about that boxing lady. I don't know. But we're done. I feel like now Los Angeles is it. I know you want to go. And then we have some new, you know what? Let's talk about that next hour. Breakdancing is done, Hickey. I know how much you loved it, but no more Australia. You will not see an Australian breakdancing in the 2028 Olympics. Not happening.
That's a shame. Well, I think Australia is hosting the next one in 2032. So I think it'd be, you know, only fitting for her and breakdancing to make a return.
Yep. In Brisbane. That lady will be eight. Well, she's already older, right? What is she in her mid 30s? I think.
I mean, is there an age though for, you know, it's not gymnastics where you're out of age early. That's timeless.
Can you get down on the floor and spin?
No, but I couldn't do that at 17. So,
wow.
At 30, what's the difference?
You tack on another 13 years. You think you're better or worse?
Probably worse.
Yeah. Okay. I think this lady is like in her 30s, man. You know somebody, well, outside of Crazy Legs, he's the originator, one of them. How many old people you know just getting on the floor spinning around, man? Come on.
Well, I would say, how many old people do you know that are in their 40s playing basketball? And we're seeing that, you know, now become... One?
Basketball?
Hey, Diana Taurasi is 42. Now she didn't play, but she's on the roster.
Okay. All right.
I think just, if anything, it has to be ceremonial. Uh-huh. Put the 40-year-old breakdancer, you know, make her the flag bearer, the torch bearer.
Okay.
You know, maybe have her, like, open the ceremonies for breakdancing again, something like that. But she has to be honored in some way. No doubt about it.
No. they had her dancing
Shut
yesterday.
Shut that down, huh?
She's 36 years old, man. The mother breakdances, I think that might be kind of the limit. The other breakdancers, they look like kids. They look like 20, 22, 23, 24, 25. She's like 11, 10 years older than them. And so let's tack on, what is the next one? Eight more years?
Eight more years now. 44? Come on.
What is she going to? They're going to wheel high? I know it's not that she's going to be. Not that she's going to be old, you know, but they may have to wheel her out, man. 44 years old? She already sucks.
Oh, man. Well, she had 8 years to practice. How about that? Plenty of time.
I don't think she's going to get better with age. Now, people were making fun of her. She was bad for breakdancing, okay? For that to be one of the first things that people saw. Did you see any of the men on Saturday?
No, I honestly saw her and one American woman. That was it.
Okay. No, the men went out there and they killed it. You know, some of the guys... This lady really screwed it up for everybody. Men, women, everybody. And so if you didn't like breakdancing in the Olympics, you don't have to worry about seeing it in Los Angeles because there are other sports that will be back and they'll be making their debut. I'll tell you about some of those others next hour. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who just made their own debut. Caleb Williams showed up and showed out for the Chicago Bears. We're going to have a chat with Alex Shapiro from NBC Sports Chicago. Don't move. You're locked into the JR Sport Reef Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot.
Plus, you'll know what to tackle next. Because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, this is a time of year. Some people win, some people lose. We have winners at the Olympics. We have losers at the Olympics. We got people who want. Hassan Redick wants a contract. CeeDee Lamb wants a contract. But then if you're a fan of the Chicago Bears, you have found reason this summertime for optimism, especially after Caleb Williams has now made his debut, of which people have raved about. And why not? He was selected number one overall. So to talk about Caleb Williams' performance, the Bears, the expectations of what this team will and what it could look like, joining us right now is someone who covers the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago. His name is Alex Shapiro. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, we saw Caleb Williams. You saw Caleb Williams. We've now seen all of the responses. We know it's preseason. What are your initial thoughts on that first game and what he's been doing up to now?
Well, honestly, I was impressed because the offense and Caleb Williams both look much better than what we've seen in practice up to this point. And it might be because that defense actually is really good for the Bears. The offense has looked clunky. There have been pre-snap issues. There have been misconnections. All of that went away during the game. And, yes, I know it's the preseason and the Bills are running vanilla stuff, but it's not like they're playing against scrubs. You know, there were starters out on the field, and I thought he operated the offense very smoothly. There weren't any of those hiccups, and he made some really impressive throws.
Well, when you take a look at the expectations, what have you seen and heard from fans? Have people even ratcheted up the optimism a little bit more? Are people living in, like, reality, or are they going pie in the sky right now?
You know, it's kind of divided. There are some people who are certainly ready to say, yes, we finally got our guy. Caleb Williams looks amazing. Let's go. Super Bowl, Super Bears. But then there are some other people who are still, you know, maybe a little skeptical and want to see it in the regular season. Or, you know, let's be honest, Bears fans haven't seen an intriguing quarterback prospect pan out in generations. So I think there's some, you know, maybe fear or hesitation that, you know, is Caleb Williams actually be the guy, or is he going to be the latest guy in a long line of QB prospects who were really intriguing that didn't pan out? So I would say, you know, the city is kind of divided when it comes to expectations for Caleb Williams.
Alex Shapiro is joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. Well, Caleb Williams certainly does have some weapons around him to go to work with. DJ Moore just got his contract. Keenan Allen should still have some juice. Roma Dunze, a young rookie as well as him. What are your thoughts on how the team is constructed around him? And then also, there's not much that we hear about the offensive line. What about the guys protecting him?
So offensive line is definitely the biggest question mark. There have been a lot of different combinations so far at camp. But it looks like potentially if everybody stays healthy, they might be settling into this lineup that we saw of we didn't see it because Ryan Bates, I don't believe, played. But it looks like they might be settling into Braxton Jones at left tackle and then moving to the right, Tevin Jenkins, Coleman Shelton, Ryan Bates, and Darnell Wright. Now, the depth has been, you know, maybe a little bit concerning, where if one of these guys goes down or two of these guys go down, which happens all the time in the NFL, right? Injuries are always happening on the offensive line. Then there might be issues. But beyond that, everything else, I mean, it looks like the best situation a rookie quarterback could ever hope to enter into in the NFL, right? Especially number one overall picks. Normally you're a number one overall pick, you're going to that team because they stunk last year. and the Bears did not stink last year. You know, they were kind of middle of the road. They were an ascending team. Yeah, exactly. And then Ryan Poles, I mean, on paper, he has done pretty much everything Caleb Williams could hope for to surround him with playmakers. Whether it is the tight ends, the wide receivers, the running backs, and then even the defense. You know, having that great defense, that helps the offense because more takeaways equals more opportunities. And if they can pin teams back, then they're getting better field position, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, there will be no excuses. There should not be excuses for lack of talent. You know, the pieces are around Caleb Williams to succeed.
When you think about the defense, Alex, this was a team a few years ago. The defense was holding it down while they had no offense. A lot of their young defenders were no longer young, and they had to kind of restart. How is the defense going to kind of keep them competitive in games while the offense is trying to figure things out with this rookie QB?
Well, I think they've looked really solid, and you can tell that this is a defense that is not learning a new system. They're just, you know, trying to stay healthy, get up to speed, get in game shape, and then hit the ground running. Montez Sweat gets all of the attention, but I think a few young players could be in position to take a big step forward. One is defensive tackle Jervon Dexter. He's another kind of a question mark player. He played a reserve role last year. This year they're going to be asking him to be the starting three tech. Guys like Austin Booker, you know, he's not going to play a ton of snaps, but I've been really impressed by him in camp and in the preseason. And then DeMarcus Walker, I think, is a guy who doesn't get enough credit for the value he adds on the defensive line. So the long way of saying, I think the Bears will be able to generate some decent pressure with their front four. We've seen Eric Washington and Matt Eberflus at times dial up some interesting blitzes with the linebackers and the slot corner. Those have been effective. And then I think the Bears secondary can go toe-to-toe with any secondary in the NFL. I mean, there is just so much talent in the back end of that defense. From, you know, Kyler Gordon entering year three, Jalen Johnson, who got the big contract, incredible shutdown corner who has started taking the ball away. Jaquan Brisker, when he's healthy, is a difference maker. And, you know, the question was, okay, how are you going to replace the playmaking of Eddie Jackson? Well, you go out and get Kevin Byard, who's another just veteran, proven playmaker. All throughout that secondary, there are playmakers.
And Alex Shapiro is joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. Well, when you put all of this in a pot and you move us a little further into the fall and then into the winter, the Bears got to compete in the NFC North. The Lions are trying to win a championship. The Packers are trying to prove that last year was no fluke. The Vikings are just like, hey, we got a rookie quarterback too. When is he going to play? What are you expecting from the Bears this year? Is best case scenario sneaking in? Are they supposed to be Texans 2.0? What do you see?
I think best case scenario, yeah, they're competing for a playoff spot. Now, winning the NFC North is going to be tough because, as you said, you know, the Packers look like they remain the Packers. Jordan Love looked solid. That team looks good. They appear to be, you know, maybe one step or one half step ahead of the Bears in their rebuild that wasn't ever really rebuilt. And the Lions, you know, they were a few plays away from making it to the Super Bowl. So the Lions are obviously going to be, you know, the team to beat in the North. But again, if everything goes right, there's no reason why this team can't compete for a wild card spot or a playoff spot. Especially when you're looking the beginning of their schedule, it looks pretty, you know, favorable, where they don't play a lot of division games. They don't play a lot of tough games until later in that season. Excuse me. So if they can, you know, kind of get their sea legs under them while their schedule is a little bit more favorable, get a few wins, get some confidence, and then hit the tougher part of their schedule where, you know, they're maybe grooving a little bit more, they'll be in position to make a push.
Wow. Alex Shapiro joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. The last question for you is about a guy who is no longer a Bear. Have people stopped asking about Justin Fields? Like, people are done with that, right? That ship has sailed. Nobody's kind of having memories and warm, fuzzy feelings. They're done with that.
I wouldn't say that. I think Bears fans like to keep tabs on past quarterbacks. You know, fans were following Mitchell Trubisky when he was with the Steelers, and Fields is the quarterback. I think people are pulling for Fields. And then there is still, I'm telling you, there's still a contingency of fans who say, if Justin Fields was given the amount of playmakers that Caleb Williams had now, that Justin Fields would have developed into a great quarterback. And, you know, maybe the Bears should have traded that number one overall pick to get a haul and then surround Justin Fields with all these playmakers and see what he could have done with that. And, you know, it is true. Justin Fields never had the complement of talent around him like Caleb Williams is about to have.
Sure.
But fans are definitely still keeping their eye on, I guess he's number two now, number one who became number two in Pittsburgh.
Man, this is, you know what that is, Alex? That's just post-traumatic stress for Bears fans. That's all it is. Like, let Fields carry the bags for Russell Wilson and just get over him. Enjoy Caleb. And I hope for the best. That's my advice.
I will pass that along to the Chicagoland area.
Please do. I may have to go in and share it myself. Alex, where can people follow you and all of your work with NBC Sports Chicago?
So, yeah, you can read my articles on NBCSportsChicago.com. You can watch or listen to the Under Center podcast. All of our episodes are wherever you listen to podcasts, and we've got them on YouTube as well. And then you can follow me at Alex Shapiro NBCS on Twitter or X, and you can follow me on Instagram at ASAPNBCS.
Hey, Alex, I hope that you have some playoff football to cover in a few months, man. I hope.
Me too. It would be, you know, we're looking forward to covering some good football. We've paid our dues watching a lot of bad football. So I'm also, thank you. We're looking forward to watching some good football here.
Yeah, and I lied because this just popped into my head thinking about football in Chicago. What's the latest on the stadium? Like, what's the latest on that?
So Kevin Warren remains focused on building a stadium in the city, just south of where Soldier Field is now. I believe that remains their number one goal. But for me, I think it's more likely that it ends up in Arlington Heights.
Excuse me,
I'm so sorry. I still believe it ends up being in Arlington Heights. That's where they own the property. Governor J.B. Pritzker, the last I've heard, still says, hey, the deal, as it's kind of worked up right now, is kind of a non-starter for the state because the Bears do need to find a lot of tax money to pay for a field in the city. And they already own the 326 acres in Arlington Heights. I just think that is the path of least resistance. I think it's also the path that makes the most sense. That's where they're going to be able to build Bears World and own Bears World. So if I was a betting man, which I am a betting man, I would bet on the Bears ending up in Arlington Heights.
Okay, Alex. Well, I look forward to one day taking a long-ass drive out there. So I'll wait and see what happens, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
All right, thank you so much. Alex Shapiro from NBC Sports Chicago. Yeah, optimism about Caleb Williams and optimism that the Bears are going to move from the city, which I'm a little disappointed in, but it's not law. It's not finalized, but we'll see what happens. Everybody just wants, well, who doesn't want free money, right? Everybody wants money. Even billionaire sports teams, they don't want to pay for their own stadiums. Get somebody else to do it, like you and me. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. We'll talk more money. We got a Boston Red Sox who is in quite a bit of trouble. We'll talk about that. More Olympics, more football. We got it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Alex Shapiro for joining us in the last break from NBC Sports Chicago. If you missed any of the conversations surrounding Caleb Williams, the Bears, their offense, their defense, their future, might be a playoff team, go ahead and hit rewind. Go listen to that conversation on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you?
Well, I'll tell you what, brother. You do have a smooth voice for the air, straight off the top. You do. I love listening to you. There's no doubt about that. This Reddick deal, I just don't get it. If he does not want to be a New York Jet, why don't they just let him go? I mean, why are you going to drag a guy into a building? It's like dragging a fighting cat into a cage full of dogs. He's not going to play with the team. He's not going to be part of the organization. He hates it there, obviously, for a reason. Let him go.
Well,
why would you do that?
Well, Sean, the thing is, and thank you for the kind words, he hasn't been there. This is just literally.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to be there.
Well, he doesn't want to be there because of the contract dispute. And so there's a few things we have to understand here. And when I say we, I mean you, me, Hickey, Hassan Reddick's neighbor, wherever the hell he's living. We don't know the full details as to what's going on. Outside of there's obviously been a massive miscommunication when it comes down to his participation. If you want to take a look at the New York Jets history, it would probably not bode well in their favor. But then at the same time, we don't have a history when it comes down to his agent or a player. Players try to manipulate and game the system no different than teams do, because the teams, they're the ones who have leverage. And so we don't know wholeheartedly whether or not the Jets screwed up, and you can make that assumption because how often does something like this happen? Rarely. Or a player and their agent just trying to, you know, quote unquote, ring up a bill on a team because, hey, the players have limited shelf lives. They have to do it when they can. I mean, I'm going to dive deeper into this, and thank you, Sean, for calling from Michigan. If I take a look at Brandon Ayuk, all offseason, we've been inundated with Brandon Ayuk wants to leave. Brandon Ayuk is posting videos about how the Niners don't want him. He's talking to Jaden Daniels about, oh, come get me. They don't want me. And then, of course, we get a trade request. The 49ers go, man, we ain't moving you. And then we get, well, he's going to the AFC North, or he's going to the Steelers. And now the latest is, well, the 49ers are trying to re-engage him in contract discussions. People say and will do anything to try to get what the hell they want. And so Hassan Reddick, he doesn't like the Jets. Hassan Reddick might not have a feeling about the Jets outside of they just haven't paid him. He ain't been to work. He hasn't showed up. He hasn't been there. And maybe he doesn't like the Jets. Maybe he doesn't want to go because they haven't given him a contract. What other justification does he have? If the New York Jets woke up and said to Hassan Reddick, you know what? We know you're going to make $14 million this year. How about we guarantee you some money and give you 30 mil next year? Come on. You don't think he'd show up to work? If he ended up with one of the top contracts in the NFL for a pass rusher, you don't think he'd move? If they said he has 35 mil, I think he'd want to show up to work then. Like, this is a part of sports, negotiating, and especially in the NFL, because the players' contracts are not guaranteed. They want as much money up front as they can in bonuses, and they want to just boost as much as they can right now, because it takes one hit and you're cooked. You're done. And so why would the New York Jets try to hold on to the guy? Because they traded what could be a second-round pick for the dude. Right now, it's a third-round pick. It turns into a second-round pick if he plays a lot of football. Well, at least right now, it don't look like he's going to play worth a damn at anything. I think he'll stay with the Jets. I don't know what the compromise is, or we don't know. Maybe the quote-unquote going gets tough, and he gets traded. Maybe the New York Jets have to trade him. I don't know. I know they look more ridiculous if that were to be the case. This isn't going to look good on Joe Douglas's, report card, his permanent record, when it's time to sit in front of Woody Johnson. So you drafted Zach Wilson, fail. You traded for a guy in Hassan Reddick, nothing worked out. Guy didn't even show up to work, fail. You brought in Aaron Rodgers, he didn't work out, fail. That hasn't happened yet, but as of right now, it's pretty much it is. Hickey, that sounds pretty depressing for Joe Douglas. I mean, it just sounds bad all the way around.
It does, and maybe Hassan Reddick and his camp lied to the Jets and said, we'll play this year out, then we can, talk about it, and now they're going back on their word. But
yeah, we don't know.
How, as a GM, you can make this trade and even leave this up to chance, it, like, partly is on him. You can't put yourself in that situation.
No, you can't. And this is what you pay for. Well, no, he may pay for this with his job at the end of the year. The New York Jets certainly keeping things interesting. Hey, Hickey, there's another team that plays in New York. Aren't the Giants still exist? They do, right?
That they do.
Yeah. Neighbors got a little bit of an ankle issue. At least that's football related. That's good. And you know what? Speaking of issues, let me get this out the way. I heard Marco Belletti. He had mentioned this. Jarren Duran of the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox were getting smashed yesterday by the Astros. The score was 10-2. And like anybody at a baseball game, Jarren Duran, he's a first-time All-Star this year. He was getting, kind of heckled by a fan. And he decided to use an anti-gay slur at that fan. And now Jarren Duran has been suspended for 2 games. They put out the statement that they needed to do, and I give him credit. He had to face the music today in front of reporters, and he was short, sweet, and simple. He apologized for the words that he used in directing it to a fan. Listen.
Before we get started, I just wanted to kind of say that I've had some fans reach out to me and tell me that they're disappointed in me, and I just wanted to let them know that I'm sorry for my actions and that I'm going to work on being better for them.
Okay, so what the hell happened? Like, how did you even get to that point? I mean, we all heard the audio, but what happened?
It was just a heckler heckling me, the entire game, and I just let the moment get the best of me and just said something that I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, and that's it. He's suspended for 2 games. His game salaries are going to be headed towards LGBTQ foundation. You just gotta leave the hecklers alone. like everything and everybody isn't worth a response, and not one that's going to drive you into saying hateful and hurtful things. And that's a part of being a professional. I get it. Athletes are human beings, too. There's only but so much that anybody is going to want to deal with or tolerate. But just let it go in one ear and out the other. The biggest and best response you can have is with your bat. That's it. Knock down a three-point shot. Hit a home run. Oh, I don't know. Hickey, I did see a funny clip last week from years ago. I forgot who it was. There was a hockey player. He got a puck right between his eyes. And so he needed to come out of the game. And they needed to, you know, stop the bleeding or what have you and stitch him up. And while the hockey player skated towards the boards, there was a fan heckling him. Like, kind of laughing at the guy, but he got a puck in between his eyes. The fan was heckling him. How about this? The fan, did you see the video? Did you see it?
No.
The fan got hit by a puck in the head, too, later on in the game.
No.
Yes. It was so crazy. I got to try to find it. If I find it, I'll post it so everybody can see it. But karma is a you-know-what, Hickey. It's a you-know-what.
And it is. Sometimes it could take a while too, by the way. Yeah, it came right immediately.
What are the odds? What are the odds that you are talking trash to a guy that just got hit in the head at a hockey and you getting hit in the head later? That's, I don't know. God doesn't like that guy. That heckler, he doesn't like him. Like that's as intentional as intentional is gonna be. All this to say, listen, treat other folks how you want to be treated. It's the golden rule. It's also JR Wisdom. I stole it. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll talk more Redick, more NFL, more basketball, more Olympics, more love. We need more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.